counsel who just argued, you're excused. We have an admission ceremony. You're welcome to stay, but you probably have other things you can do.
These are real clear. You're funny.
We don't even have enough people to get sworn in. How many are there? It looks like a lot. You know what? They're right. Right, because there was no seat. They really couldn't get in here if they wanted to. Or try to get in.
Next matter on our calendar is the admission of attorneys to be admitted on motion. Our procedure is as follows. I'll ask for each of the presenters to come to the podium one at a time. We'll call your name. And please tell us briefly why you believe the applicant you're representing would make a good member of the Bar of Ohio. We appreciate it if the applicant please stand in place as you're being introduced. I'll then ask for a motion to be made, and I'll ask Justice Sweeney to give this to the oath of office.
No.
The first presenter is Paul Bittner.
Selden.
Chief Justice and Assistant Justice of the Court, I'm pleased to present Mr. Brian Coakley for admission to the court of the Bar of Ohio. Mr. Coakley is a partner with the law firm Spector Johnson in Charleston, graduated in 1982 from West Virginia University, summa cum laude, graduated in 1985 from West Virginia University College of Law. He was also a member of the court at West Virginia University College of Law. After graduation, he was a law clerk for the Honorable Charles Payne, Chief Judge of the U.S. District Court, Southern District of West Virginia. Since 1988, Mr. Coakley has practiced with Septim Johnson, primarily in the areas of law. I've known Mr. Coakley since 1903 when I started practicing law. He has not only been an attorney when I was an in-house counselor for the corporation, but he's also been a mentor and a friend. And I know him personally. His character is something that would be an asset to the Bar of Ohio. So I present Mr. Brian Coakley for admission.
Thank you. The applicants can stand in place if you'd like. You don't need to come forward. Randolph Tormey.
Mr. Chief Justice and Associate Justices, here on behalf of John Edwards Holt, who has been a practicing attorney with the federal government for a number of years, I personally interviewed John when he came to the Department of Energy where we both work. He has been involved in a number of pretty important cases for the federal government, such as the movement of the White House at Cape Hatteras. You may have heard about that. Did an excellent job with the Department of the Interior. He has a wide range of experience we have seen at the Department of Energy. I hired John about a year ago, and his clients within our agency have been very pleased with his work. He's become known as being very thorough in the areas he's handled, and I believe that he would be an excellent addition to the Bar of Ohio.
Thank you. Scott Lucky.
Mr. Chief Justice and Associate Justices, I represent James Irwin, presenting him to the Ohio Bar. He's a graduate from DePaul University in 1992 and has been admitted as a member of the Illinois Bar since that time. His practice of law has helped
Thank you. Daniel White.
Mr. Chief Justice, Associate Justices, I'm pleased to present for your consideration Timothy Hoffman. He is presently at the Chicago office of Sanchez and Daniels. He's a graduate of the Loyola University of Chicago College of Law in 1984. He has been a valued member of the Illinois Bar since 1984, being in the Indiana Bar since 1997. He would be a welcome addition to Ohio. Thank you.
Robert Sidahar.
My name is Robert Sidahar. I'm here to present Mr. Kenneth Komorowski. I'm the Chief Justice and Assistant Justices. Mr. Komorowski is presently a partner with the Pittsburgh Office of Sir Patrick and Lockhart. He's a 1988 graduate of the University of Pittsburgh and began his career with Sir Patrick and Lockhart in 1988. His practice specializes in environmental law. I've known Mr. Komorowski for the last few years. We've worked on several matters together. He's an excellent attorney, excellent legal skills, and would be a great addition to the bar of Ohio.
Thank you. Bradley Kaplan.
Chief Justice, Associate Justice, today I'm here to present my colleague, Mikio Nishizu, for admission to the Ohio Bar on motion. Mr. Nishizu holds a BA from Sophia University in Japan, an MA from Catholic University of Washington, D.C., and a PhD from the University of Chicago. He also holds a JD from Indiana University. Mr. Nishizu's practice is primarily focused on immigration issues. He has been working with me on an intimate basis for well over a year now, and I am pleased to present him as a member of the standing of the Indiana Bar here to you today.
Thank you. Hillary Damser.
Good morning, Your Honor. Chief Justice and Associate Justice. I'm here to present Tim Payne, who is a good friend of mine, has been for the past several years. Mr. Payne graduated from Ohio State University and went on to Catholic University for law school, has been an outstanding member of the Maryland and D.C. bars for 15 years, worked the civil rights section of the Attorney General's office, and that's how I met him, very professional connections. And in that work, I've known him to very much appreciate and stand for the individual rights of various people in the civil rights section. And I have seen quite the character that I think is very appropriate for the Ohio Bar. He now works for the Ohio Public Defender, and I am very pleased to present this to you.
Thank you. Alan Akins.
I'm here on behalf of Mr. Gerald Frager.
Hear me.
Mr. Frager is a member of the Texas Bar, has been a member of the Texas Bar since 1993. He's a graduate of the University of Houston Law School, also holds a PhD in geology from the University of Cincinnati. His practice focuses on the area of international and oil waste law. I believe he'll be an asset to the Ohio State Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Alan Firstman.
Mr. Chief Justice and Associate Justices, I'm here on behalf of James Salmons. I've known James, Mr. Salmons, since second year of law school. This was in 1992. After law school, Mr. Salmons went on to clerk for the Wyoming Supreme Court, the Supreme Court of Justice, Margo Taylor. He's been practicing in Wyoming for about 5 years, came back to Cincinnati about a year ago. He's admitted to practice in the states of Wyoming and Kentucky, and he would be an excellent admission to the State Bar of Ohio.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the bar?
Move admission of the applicants.
Hearing no objection, the applicants are approved to be admitted. If the applicants will please come forward and form a single row across the front of the bench, you can come beyond the podium. The oath of office will be administered by Justice Sweeney.
Would you raise your right hand, please?
In the administration of this oath, I will use the word swear. However, if you prefer, you may substitute the word affirm. I, and repeat your name. Hereby swear or affirm.
Hereby swear.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States. Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio. And will abide by the Code of Professional Responsibility. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God.
Congratulations.
On behalf of the court, I'd like to congratulate you and welcome you to the Bar of Ohio. We're very proud of our bar. We have a strong bar, and we hope that now that you are members of this even better bar. Congratulations and good luck. Marshal, please adjourn the court.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.